I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Another rare Colorado River fish has been pulled back from the brink of extinction. Today, the government plans to recommend the razorback sucker be reclassified from endangered to threatened. Razorbacks once numbered in the hundreds of thousands, but dwindled to about 100. Researchers blame non-native fish that preyed on the razorback suckers in dams that disrupted their habitat. Biologists estimate that more than 50,000 are in the wild today. The Environmental Protection Agency is making $20 million available for states and tribes to voluntarily test drinking water for lead at schools and childcare facilities. Stephanie Daniel has more.
Sky Borden is with the nonprofit advocacy group Environment Montana. She says it's important for educational institutions to test for the chemical, which is especially harmful to children. But they also need to report the results.
I think it's important for parents, teachers, and students to be able to easily access information about the water quality in their school.
Her group contributed to a recent report on school drinking water across the country, including Montana, Colorado, and Utah. It concluded that the problem is more pervasive than previously thought.
One thing that we do see that can be an issue in Western towns, particularly ones with a legacy of mining, the more acidic your water is, the more likely you are to have leaching from lead pipes.
States must submit a letter of intent to the EPA by early next year to receive funding. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Daniel.